Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is saving ourselves. So let's just start by saying that no one is coming to save us, right?
Good morning, Jess.
I'm saying that to myself this morning. Nobody's coming to save me.
And what do you need to be saved from?
I don't even have an answer for that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have an answer.
And who is it that wants to be saved? How old is she?
She's young. She's below five.
Okay. Yeah. Which is right about the time the trauma started.
Right? I guess it's the lonely little girl. Yeah. I guess that's who it is.
Yeah. Wanting to be saved.
I guess that's who it is.
And so you want somebody to rescue you emotionally?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And who's going to save you?
I am.
Yeah. 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 It's really for us to save ourselves. We are the only one that can heal ourselves. Okay. So somebody else giving you that feeling that you're wanting is not going to change anything. You're just going to want more of that feeling.
Yep.
Right. It just creates like an addiction. So when we think, I know I always waited for that perfect man to show up that's going to rescue me. I waited years and years for that. It never happened. Crazy showed up, but not the perfect man. So I know that feeling of, yeah, wanting to be rescued, of someone coming to save me, just like you're saying.
Yeah.
But I've learned since then that the only person going to save me is me. Doesn't mean that people don't love and support us, but ultimately, you know, we're walking this journey out. We have people walking alongside us, but ultimately, we're walking this out with ourselves. So, yeah, it's about you saving you, you saving the child, the adult you saving the child.
Yeah.
She's lonely. She wants someone to fill that void. But you can only fill that void with you and God. We can have friends. That's great. There are people, family. But it's not going to heal anything.
No.
No. It's an inside job.
I feel like she doesn't want me to save her.
Well, no. She wants the man.
Yeah.
She wants the man. Yeah.
So how do I get through?
You just have to keep talking with her and working with yourself to make sure that you don't step on that old landmine.
Yeah, right? That's a really good word for it. It is a landmine.
It's a landmine. Yeah. So you want to be careful that you don't step on it.
Yeah. Nobody can save us.
No.
And if we're looking for somebody to save us, I mean, that's not fair to that person either. That's selfish. Right?
Yep. Yeah, no.
Definitely not coming from a pure place. I mean.
No. And if we do get involved in that person that we think is going to save us, then we're going to be so dependent on them.
Yeah.
You know, we build a dependency on that person and have expectations that we'll never be able to meet or they'll never be able to meet.
Yeah.
So it's just a setup to blow up.
It is.
The setup for failure.
There was a time I wanted you to save me.
I know. I know. You and a whole lot of other women, Chas.
And you probably tried.
I probably did at one time.
Yeah.
I know better today, but at one time I probably did because at that time I was still trying to save myself.
Yeah. And luckily, we've both grown or the relationship would have blown up.
Yes, exactly.
Because it doesn't work.
No.
Someone's always going to end up resentful or something. Someone's going to fall off the pedestal. Something's going to go wrong.
Yeah.
Not according to the way your mind sees that it's supposed to go.
No, it's the mind of a child.
Yeah. Expectations.
Yeah. Can get us in a lot of trouble. Yeah. And the cool part is that we can save ourselves. That is the real truth. That is the journey, is to do our healing work. Right? And we may have help with that. We may have a therapist. We may have support groups. We may have friends or family that support us as we do our work. But ultimately, we can't just carelessly hand our child to somebody else, because that's really what we're doing. We're handing that wounded child to someone and expecting they're going to be able to meet the needs of that wounded child. And they can't. It's not possible that they can meet those needs. It's literally not possible.
No, it'll never be enough.
No.
Ever.
Nope.
Yeah. I like that quote. I'm not going to quote it right, but it's from The Wizard of Oz. And it usually shows the little picture of the little ruby heels. And it says, mm-hmm. Darling, you had the power all along. I think that's the way it goes.
I love that. Yeah.
Me too.
Slippers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we do. We do have the power.
Yeah. It was in us all along, right? Yeah. Dorothy had the power in her all along, but she had to take that long journey to figure out that she had it all along. And we too have had to take that long journey to come back to here to like, oh, wait a minute. The power is in me. It's not out there. It's not about giving our power away to somebody. It's about empowering ourselves from the inside out.
Yeah. Letting people support us, but not depending on them to fix us.
No, dependencies never works out well. Trust me. You know, it doesn't work out good.
So where might we start with saving ourselves, making that connection with ourselves?
I think by talking about it, having the awareness, and starting to understand and embrace the idea that it's not out there, so that we don't continue to chase it. You know, our head may want to still chase it, but not to actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where we begin, and that you may feel a child inside of you stomp their feet or cross their arms rigidly, like, no, not giving up her position. That may take some coaxing and some time of working with that part of us that wants to do it the old way, because she's terrified. There's a child that's terrified, and she's desperate, and she may still try to convince you or me to do it the old way. But your part is to stand in your truth with that, and to keep telling her it's okay, that you're taking care of her. You will meet her needs. You will be there for her unconditionally forever. That's what she just needs to feel loved by you. She doesn't know that though, because, you know, look how many years we abandoned ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to win her trust. You have to win that part, that child in you. You have to win her trust.
Yeah. And it is possible. I mean,
it's probable.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's changed in a lot of other areas. I've won, you know, trust of different parts of myself. This part just seems to be hanging on right now.
Yeah. Yeah. But eventually it will let go. When you stop giving energy to it,
yeah,
it will let go. Yeah. And hopefully heal.
Yeah.
She needs to feel loved and safe within you. Otherwise, you'll spend the rest of your life chasing something that you'll never get.
Which is a setup for failure and sabotage.
Absolutely.
It is such a setup. It is such a setup.
Yeah, because we're just recreating our childhood.
Yeah.
We're just recreating the pain and suffering that we experienced as children. We're doing it to ourselves.
Yeah.
And the only way, it's like addiction, the only way to heal addiction is just don't pick up, no matter what. Don't use. Don't do old behavior. Otherwise, you're going to get the same thing that you got before.
It feels very, like a very similar feeling too, because, you know, when I came into recovery and I didn't pick up no matter what, but it was such a scary feeling. Like, it was a new way of living. This feels very similar. Like, don't know how to step forward into this, you know, real love and freedom arena. Like it feels very similar.
Yeah.
So yeah, still there's just a reservation there.
Yeah, I hear you.
Feels similar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So saving ourselves. That's the answer.
Yes, we are. We are saving ourselves. We are the, and I don't want to say we are the savior, but we are the, we are the one, we are going to save ourselves.
Yeah. Well, any last thoughts? We have to keep this one short this morning.
Yeah, no, I think that's, well said, Chas. I think it's great.
Just no one's coming.
No one's coming but us.
No one's coming.
And God. We need to rely on God, too.
Yeah, you're right. Well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com, and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!